Hello and happy Wednesday, August 11th. Here are your latest music news stories brought to you by The Filter. Britney Spears has vowed this week to be less active on Instagram, perhaps to focus less on, quote, the drama and the conservatorship. In Monday, Britney wrote, "In a system where I felt completely hopeless for so long, at least I have a platform to share. Unfortunately, the news has been pretty nasty, saying horrible and mean lies about me, so I'm going to post a little less from now on." A day earlier, Britney referred to the drama and conservatorship and assured fans that things are way better than I ever anticipated. In a second post on Monday, the singer appeared to address concerns from fans about recent posts that may not necessarily help her get out of the conservatorship. Britney shared a photo of a fan displaying a Free Britney flag and wrote, "For a lot of you who say I should be cautious with what I post, I mean, if you really think about it, from what I've been through, I believe I've been way too cautious. One day, I will live on the edge. One day." In COVID-19 news, musicians are starting to speak up about the struggle to keep their fans safe. Singers like Fred Durst and Jason Isbell are speaking up about the challenges of keeping fans safe as touring resumes, while some people continue to refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccination. "In short, the system is still very flawed," Fred Durst told Billboard. "Even if the performers, crew, staff, and promoters do their best to ensure the safety on and behind the stage, that doesn't ensure the safety of the audience as a whole. We're all in this together, and we all, individually and a whole, have to make our best efforts to be responsible and proactive as possible moving forward to combat and stop spreading COVID." You may recall that Limp Bizkit pulled the plug on its show last Friday in New Jersey, only about an hour before it was scheduled to begin, and announced that all remaining August dates had been canceled. No reason was given, but in a statement, the band said it made the decision out of an abundance of caution and concern for the safety of the band, crew, and most of all, the fans. Fall Out Boy pulled out of several shows on the Hella Mega Tour with Green Day and Weezer last week due to a positive COVID-19 test within their circle. Lynyrd Skynyrd said it canceled 4 concerts after a guitarist tested positive for COVID-19. And last month, the Foo Fighters scrapped a concert in Los Angeles when someone in its team tested positive. On Tuesday, Stevie Nicks said she was canceling all of her scheduled 2021 performances. "These are challenging times with challenging decisions that have to be made," said Stevie Nicks. "I want everyone to be safe and healthy, and the rising COVID cases should be a concern to us all." Jason Isbell told fans on August 9th that he's requiring proof of vaccination on a current negative test to attend all of their shows indoors or out. If the venue won't allow that, they won't play. In Canada, on Tuesday, Quebec's Minister of Health, Christian Dubé, announced that as of September 1st, vaccine passports will be required to access bars, restaurants, and public events like concerts and festivals to avoid another lockdown. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's music news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.